The legends are true.
But overwhelming power!
The sauce of destiny.
Yes! The most legendary sauce has arrived as McDonald's transforms into the anime world of WicDonald's. The greatest flavors unite in all new savory chili McDonald's sauce to make your 10-piece Wick Nuggets, fries, and Sprite ultra-powerful. Unlock manga comics with every meal and sit down for a new anime short every week only at WicDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, go!
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Sunday, and I hope that you all have had a nice, restful, and relaxing Sunday. What I'm trying to do right now is take a drink of cappuccino, which is not the most manliest of drinks. I've just slipped into its grasp here as of late, and I'm trying to drink it without absolutely, destroying the inside of my mouth, which is what I tend to do. And actually, I've got a burn on my tongue that I'm still trying to get over. That's hot. Yeah, I take it because there's this panic that comes over you when you take a drink of something like that, or you'll take a bite of it. Like mashed potatoes are bad about this too. And you realize, oh, this is really, really hot. And there's no way I can get it out of my mouth in time. I'm about to do irreparable damage to the inside of my mouth. And that's what, because it all happens so fast. These are the conversations that go on in my head. To my chagrin, well, let me start at the beginning with this story. So if you do not follow Hillbilly Broadcast on Facebook, you can go there. We've got a Facebook page. And that's where you could see the post showing the condition of my pickup truck. I got a truck that I love dearly. It's a 1500 Silverado. And I came home. Let me think. This was so Friday night, snowstorm hit. I didn't even make it to work that day. Roads were terrible. My truck wouldn't make it up my driveway. Even in four-wheel drive, this was bad. So the truck wouldn't make it up the driveway. I parked the truck like halfway down the driveway and walked up. No big deal, right? Got it finally to the point where we could get it out. And then I go to town Friday night. Things had cleared off a decent amount to where you could move around better. I thought, I'm going to get a run for it. I'm going to make sure this baby's good and solid in four-wheel drive. We're going to get a run for it, and I'm getting up the top of my hill. And I'm parking up very close to the house. Well, that part of the plan worked wonderfully, and I take off and we get up there. Truck comes up with no problem. Park, take our groceries inside, go to bed. No big deal, right? I wake up Saturday morning. Actually, it wasn't Saturday morning. I'd slept in. It was 11-something. I'm ashamed to admit. And I come into my studio, which is where I spend a lot of my days off. I spend them in here doing either this kind of stuff or tinkering around with different music projects or occasionally recording albums for people. I don't want to blow the lid off of any of that. I'll leave it up to those fellows to announce. But yeah, yeah. That's a little side note. I have got, I am recording my first album for someone. As far as when I say that, it's me behind the controls. I'm not doing any of the singing, any of the playing. I get to play, recording engineer, I guess would be the term for it. Yeah, I'm having fun. So anyhow, get up Saturday, come into my studio. For some reason, and I don't know why, this is weird. I felt some reason to look out my window. Like I felt like this nudge. I don't know why. And maybe I'm making it up in my head, right? It's very possible. I pull the blinds back, or the curtains. I look out the window and my truck has slid over the hill. And it's down in a ditch. Now, if you want to see video of this, you can go to, like I said, the Hillbilly Broadcast Facebook page and see the video that I posted about it. Nobody was in the truck. Nothing like that. It just started sliding. I'm guessing in the middle of the night somewhere. And it wound up in the ditch. And it did some pretty substantial damage to it. So now we get to figure all that out. But we got it out. We did get it out just about half hour ago, actually. The guy came and pulled the old sucker up out of where she was. So I'm glad to have that done. You know, situations like this used to hit me pretty hard. I didn't like trying to deal with them, you know, trying to figure them out. But seem to be doing better lately. I do have a story that I should go through with you at some point. The whole ADHD thing. And I know I can feel some of you rolling your eyes right now because I used to do the exact same thing. When somebody would say, hey, I've got this or I've got that, I'd be like, yeah, yeah. What you need is a boot up your rear end. But I look at things a little bit different now because I will say this, my quality of life has increased exponentially. The things that I used to be real bad. It used to be really, really bad. I tell you what, we'll get Missy in here at some point and we'll discuss that. Let me mark it off my list. We'll go over that in great detail, that little story and what happened. Because I would like to tell you about it just in case there's people that might be in the same boat I was in. Because I was really, really bad off. Really bad off. This one probably won't be too long. But I do have something I wanted to go over. So Tim Pool, I don't know if anybody that listens to us is familiar with Tim Pool. Tim Pool came to fame. Let me think when I started hearing him. Well, I heard him first on a Rogan episode. So, you know, pretty much anybody that gets interviewed on there starts going gangbusters. But Tim Pool, I think, became popular back during the recent Occupy Wall Street protests and all that. That's been several years ago. Back when Obama was in office, I do believe. And that's when he became popular. And he does a lot of journalism, kind of like this independent journalism. He used to work for Vice back in the day. And Vice can be interesting at times, but man, they go so hard left wing that it's hard, you know, even for me to enjoy them. And now he's got his own thing going on. And they moved to West Virginia. They've built him a little spot over, from what I can hear, because obviously he's not going to blast it out for the world to know where he lives. From what I understand, they live close to the Harper's Ferry area, which is close to Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. And so I was listening to him the other day, and he got swatted. And for those of you that don't know what swatting is, so when somebody's on doing a live stream or something like that, somebody knows that you're on because they can see you. And if they know where you're at, they can call the cops in that area, call 911 and say, such and such is happening at this location. You know, somebody's being murdered right now. And while you're live on the air, the cops will bust in and somehow they get their gratification that way. Now, I don't know the exact details behind this, and maybe I should look this up. I think there have been people that have died during these things, because let's all be really honest. If you're just sitting in your house and you're not doing a darn thing to break the law, and somebody busts in with a gun pointed at you, and they might be hollering, police, police, they might be, but in the fog of the moment, all that might not register. And I know my first instinct, as would be anybody, breaks in my door, I'm going to be looking for ways to defend myself, you know. Now, I do think I would have enough snap judgment to say, okay, hold on, these guys are all in blue. However, especially if you know you weren't doing anything wrong, I totally understand how things can go south. And then, so things have gone south in the past. Let me see if I can find more information about this. Oh, it looks like right here in the Washington Post, prankster sentenced to 20 years for fake 911 call that led police to kill an innocent man. This was a swatting incident. Called in a false hostage threat. So these things are very dangerous, and from what I understand, the penalty for them can be very, very severe. But anyways, so Tim Pool's broadcasting, and I've got some of the audio here, actually. We can go through a little bit. He's broadcasting, and all of a sudden, you just start seeing cops on the camera, and I will link to this video as well. If you go to watch it, go to about the 50-minute mark, and that's when things start to happen. But let's go ahead and play a little bit of this here.
1300s Black Death and the 1918 Spanish Flu, there were 57 pandemics, and there was only 4 cases of them that didn't result in a revolt or large-scale protest afterwards. And they actually announced a number of times.
Yeah, the cops just walked in.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I was looking at my notes and I was like,
Did somebody SWAT you?
Yep, somebody SWATted us.
Did they really?
Yep, somebody SWATted us. So how do you know? I have somebody texting me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Tim's going to take care of business.
Yeah, just a police officer
just
entered here, looked around because it looks like someone SWATted this live broadcast here.
Glad they didn't come in here busting, man.
I'm glad, man.
Just a little note, the officer or the guest that they had on was Brandon Tatum. He's the guy who was an ex-cop, does a lot of videos and stuff. Interesting guy. Also the author of Beaten Black and Blue, writing from the perspective of being a black cop in the country at the moment.
I mean, that's something that's extremely dangerous, extremely reckless, because, you know, SWAT incidences have led to a lot of innocent people dying. Dogs being shot, people being shot, people thinking that their house is being raided by criminals defending themselves. So whoever did that.
Well, and that's what I was talking about. You don't know who busting through that door. You don't know who it is. And that's how people have gotten their lives taken from them, because cop's going to return fire too. He thinks something's wrong. You think something's wrong. You both become enemies that you wouldn't normally have been, you know. So that's the point I was trying to get across earlier.
They're listening, like,
yeah, those things, you know, and it's a hefty penalty if you get caught swatting. That's a felony crime, and you can spend years in jail over it, because the inherent risk. If a police officer, you know, if the police officer believes that who knows what they said, you know, could have said somebody is screaming for help.
Or kidnapped. Someone's kidnapped here. We need to send
in
police officers.
And I heard a boom.
Yeah,
I don't know if
they opened that door loud.
They hit. So what if we were in here, you know, and we saw them and we pulled a trigger on them?
Yeah.
Now we're in a shootout with the police. You can get them hurt. We can get hurt. You know, it's crazy.
Did that happen to you while you were on the force?
This is interesting, too, to hear from the perspective of a ex-cop.
Let's
we never got caught on
that. I'm gonna tell you guys what just happened. I just walked out of the room. The cops walked in. They walked around with flashlights. We've been swatted. I am extremely unhappy with this because I can't necessarily be mad at the officers. They were very polite, but I do not like cops coming into my house when we have mats all over the place. They come back with a warrant.
Yeah.
And I don't know who let them in or why.
Yeah, what happened?
I understand they're here because we got swatted. A report was made that two people had been shot and killed. Jesus. And that the gunman was threatening to hurt themselves. They didn't send a SWAT team. It was just a couple of officers. I don't want to drag them or be mean to them because they were polite.
Mm. This is interesting. We'll go ahead and stop it there, but it gives you an idea of what was going down. And Tim makes the point about he's uncomfortable about cops being there. I understand that. It's not that you're trying to hide something, and he was playing about it. He said, we're, you know, playing about that they weren't. It's just a matter of this ain't the way it's supposed to go down. But if you want to listen to that episode, it's very good. I'll link to it. And you can work your way through it. Like I said, skip forward to about the 50-minute mark, and that should get you where you need to be. I do believe I didn't really have much planned out for this evening, so I think that's all that I have. If you don't usually follow us on social media, you might want to start checking us out there more if you want to see more content as far as pictures, posts, things like that. I'm really trying to amp that up. I've never been good at using it, so I'm trying to utilize it more. So if you want to see usually pictures of things that we might talk about, and I think we'll probably start posting some show notes or something there as well, so you can see some of the things that we're talking about. But anyways, that's all I got. Let me make sure I got the right button here to hit. There it is. All right. See you later. Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Broadcast. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you didn't and you really want to get us back, go to wherever you listen to this podcast and give us a 5-star review. That will drive me personally insane with anger. If you'd like to send us a voice message, you can go to anchor.fm/Phil Sparks, where you can also become a supporter of the show if that's something that you're into. If you would like to send us an email, you can send that to hillbillybroadcast@aol.com. That's right. We may or may not still be stuck in the early 2000s. You can also find Hillbilly Broadcast on Facebook, and I am on Twitter @TheFilSparks. Again, thank you for listening. I love you. The good Lord loves you. And we'll see you next time.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
And if you love the Filet-O-Fish, right now you can catch two of the classics you love for just $6. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.